ABC Radio Australia.
Pacific leaders are today taking part in a rare meeting with the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who arrived in the Fiji capital Suva late last night as part of his historic visit to the region. They're expected to use the special Pacific Islands Forum Summit to ramp up their demands that developed nations do more to fight climate change and promise deeper cuts to emissions. And it all comes ahead of a global UN summit on the very issue of climate change scheduled for September in New York. Now, with the Australian election looming this weekend, Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison isn't attending, which means officials going in his place may somewhat bear the brunt of Pacific frustration with Australia's climate policies. Now, yesterday, Pacific leaders and experts wrapped up 2 days of talks for the Climate Action Pacific Partnership Conference. It's known as CAP, with the host Fiji Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama saying that there was a joint consensus from the leaders that the impacts of climate change have intensified into a full-blown crisis.
What I said is kept even apart from the inspire is our collective recognition that the deadly impacts of our changing climates have intensified into a full-blown crisis, the like of which humanity has never before seen. It is a climate crisis, it is an ocean crisis, it is a defining crisis of our time, and if we do not take action, that crisis will soon escalate into chaos that will consume the entire world.
That is the Fiji Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama. Well, reporter Lithe Mavono has been at that CAP conference in Suva. I spoke with her a short time ago and began by asking if she thought that all Pacific leaders were indeed united in their message.
They're definitely united leading up to the climate summit in September. They're united on the need for more action and on the need for better goals than the current that they have. One thing that they're working hard towards is getting world leaders to agree that a 1.5 limit on global warming is not going to be enough as it is. There are some things that they decided they will take together as a group, but so far, we can expect that the usual worries about financing, the loss and damages issue, the need for climate action in and around the oceans to be put into the end of the climate change agenda is going to be a strong message they will take to the world.
And as you say, some of the same sort of issues, but they have also, I believe, concluded that they too, whilst they don't, Pacific Island countries don't really contribute to the global carbon emissions, etc., they want to, as they say, lead by example. And the maritime transportation industry in the Pacific is one of the largest contributors. And many countries, I understand, are pledging to try and cut some of those emissions in coming years. What more can you tell us on that?
Well, the entire CAPP conference was centered in and around the theme of decarbonization, and there is a very large push from all of the major Pacific countries, but particularly those in those countries where a lot of the maritime activity takes place, and that's in Micronesia and Polynesia. There is a large move to decarbonize the shipping industry, and so that is a very strong message and a strong a contingent about that going ahead to New York in September.
And beyond the leaders being there, who else has contributed to some of these discussions? They are receiving expert advice from key regional players.
The beauty of the CAPP, I think, for Pacific leaders is that it does draw on all of the lessons and all of the experiences of the Pacific. So you have people from the South Pacific Regional Environment Program, a crop agency leading the environment push in the region and providing expert drive to the Pacific leaders. But you also have the major players of the UN agencies, and a few key players that we're seeing in the CAPP, not just this year, but in the previous years, is that they're bringing in experts from Europe as well, people from various climate institutes, including particularly scientific ones. I think the Pacific leaders are looking to strengthen their position, so it is not just about crying out for their countries and crying out for their lost islands, but also bringing the scientific data to strengthen that position. One of those experts that spoke very strongly in the past 2 days is the head of the PREP, and that's Kosi Latu, who happens to be, whose organization is also a co-sponsor of the CAPP.
We don't want rhetoric. What we want is action. As the 1.5, for example, it's not a matter of just simply talking about it now. The science has come out. We need urgent action to respond to that.
But what of our partners in the Pacific? What of our neighbors just outside of the Pacific? Are you seeing the political will required to make action, to take action on the 1.5 science?
Well, we'd like to see a lot more urgency than what we're seeing at the moment. And that's one of the key messages coming out of this gap. How many times do we have to tell people that we're in a crisis? And we've been saying the same message. We're upping our game, as it were.
And what about the conference with the UNSG? What are you hoping will come out of that? I mean, what is, aside from the visibility of having the UN boss come to our region, what are your hopes for what comes out?
The SG has a certain sway, you know, within the global community. Here's the Secretary General of the United Nations. The United Nations plays a vital role in terms of, the climate negotiations. So we're pleased that he's, given it priority to come to our region. And so I think that the Secretary General realizes that the Pacific, you can't talk about climate without the Pacific. The Pacific has an important role to play in actually responding to the impacts of climate. So I'm not surprised that he's come here, and I think that's important that he does come. What will be more important for us is his ability to influence other global leaders to actually take action, and that's what we're hoping for.
That is Kosi Latu there from SPREP. And Lithe, Antonio Guterres, the head of the United Nations, has arrived in Suva there. He's meeting with the leaders today. What more do we know specifically about what's planned?
We know that Antonio Guterres will meet with the heads of the Pacific governments today. He does have a closed session with the Prime Minister of Fiji, Frank Bainimarama, tomorrow. Some of the proceedings of today is close to us, but as far as we have been told by the organizers, and that's the Forum Secretariat along with the Fijian government, is that he will have a chance to listen to presentations from the heads of the Pacific governments as to what they're worrying about in terms of inaction, in terms of improving the goals of the world. And we're told by Kosi Latu as well that he will have the opportunity to visit projects and places which illustrate the difficulties that Pacific communities are going through insofar as the fight to address climate change.